But the evening was greatly enhanced by the 5,124 people who were here. It was just a wonderful, wonderful atmosphere.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much to those people. 8:30 on a Wednesday night, tough night to come out this late, and I thought they'd be passionate, and they certainly were. And it was an entertaining game. A lot of made shots. You know, we shot the heck out of it, but how about some of those shots those guys make? I mean, they are incredible, and they do it pretty consistently, and we knew that. But we just kept – they would hit us, you know, with a little run, and we'd answer. They would hit us with something, we'd answer. I don't know why Deontay can't go 6 for 6 for 3 every single night. It really helps our offense.
It does.
So that I need to be a better coach and get that done sooner. But our offensive efficiency was terrific.
I think you need to find a new point guard.
Yeah.
Paris
7-0.
Check his numbers.
You know, I know. He just
13 points, 7 assists, 0 turnovers, and he had guys hanging on him all night.
So his last four games now, we go back through the Missouri Valley Tourney, it's 21 assists and 1 turnover. That's a pretty good assist-to-turnover ratio.
Not bad. He's a pretty good little player. You know, I wish people would recognize that.
I think they have.
He should be playing in that other tournament. I'm not going to keep saying that because I sound disgruntled, which I'm not, but I just obviously wish we had the opportunity. But great opportunity to play in front of our crowd, and it was a fun night for these guys. It's important. It's important for these guys to enjoy this process. I knew they would. The more you win, of course, the more excitement you have, fun you have, and to be able to continue to play at home is a lot of fun.
Your rotation tonight, you got a lot of people involved. You had 9 guys play 10 minutes or more. Tony Wills with 33 minutes was the most. The rotations were excellent tonight.
Yeah, they were good, and everybody contributed. Tony probably played actually a little bit too much, but he was our best defender. And then down the stretch, I didn't want to take him out. But we're as healthy as we've been in a long time. I don't think you can tell Mikhail, 27 minutes, 2 games in a row, and, you know, he's not limping at all. I mean, he's as healthy as he's been, which helps our team, of course. But it's nice to have a deep bench, which we do.
They shot it well. Their percentages are higher than most teams are against you. So given the fact that they made some really tough, well-contested shots, how do you evaluate your defensive performance?
I thought our defense was really good. We had some breakdowns, certainly, that I was disappointed in, specifically late clock on their best players. But when you go back and you look, okay, so they made 13 threes and they made 28 shots overall, and I'm betting 6 of those makes were incredible shots.
Yeah.
3 of them banked in, I know that, which, you know, so I'm sure there's 3 more. And it's not about, of course, it's about the numbers, but it's also about the quality of shot that they get. And if they make them, you can't control that. I think we forced them to take a lot of tough shots. They made some. They missed a lot. Was our defense great? I thought it was good, not great, but they certainly made some tough shots.
And you guys seem to respond well to those extremely difficult makes. You came back and scored on them.
Yeah, we kept our heads up, and guys continued to play aggressively on offense. We took care of the ball, of course. 7 turnovers second half is too many. But our offense is much more efficient when we take care of the ball. I liked the fact that, in general, they let us play. You know, obviously Phil fouled out, but not a lot of free throws overall, and just got a nice rhythm on both ends. So it was good response when they would make those shots. Of course, Zero Martin had a terrific game, but Nelson too. I mean, he had 9 assists, 7. I mean,
I think he had more than that.
Those two guys are so good.
We commented a couple times. Mikhail was a little bit flat in the first half. Had a great second half.
He was really flat. 2 air balls, then he banks in a shot to start. But it was good. He picked it up, and I think that you can see the health, number one. But he got an easy bucket and kind of got his head up, hits a 3, had some big-time blocks. How many blocks did they give him? 3? No? How many blocks did they give
him? They gave
him 2. 2, yeah.
Yeah, he had more than that. But, again, I just want these guys to continue to play well and compete, which we need to do to win. We know that. But enjoy this. That's so important to me right now. And the crowd was so big tonight. And I knew they would. I thought once we saw the crowd, they'd get excited. And our practices were okay the last couple of days, but the crowd really got us going. And I think Monday night, an even bigger crowd with our students back could be pretty special.
We talked about if the kids would be ready to play tonight. After talking to a lot of them before the game, I'm not so sure they knew how ready they would be.
I think that's a good way to put it. And I was the same way. A lot of them wanted to be ready. A lot of them were, I knew would be fine. I knew Tony and Paris were ready to go. Phil, I knew he was ready to go. And I could name some others. But I think there were some other guys, as you said, they didn't want to play in the tournament. And then we got to the point where they wanted to, but were they completely bought in? But I think you're right. And I think once they got out there, felt the crowd, made a couple shots, competed with their teammates, I think they were all in.
And you probably can't definitively answer this, but was the crowd, the fact that it was so electric even before the game started, was it partly responsible for your guys starting as strongly as they did?
There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, I certainly can answer that, and I felt like it would be. Again, you get the crowd like this, the lower bowl's full. We had a good crowd, and a lot of the people in those sections may not usually sit in those seats, and it's exciting. You know, these are things you don't have to do promotions during the game, and so you can keep the energy going. And it's just a fun atmosphere in these tournaments. It is. Of course, the fact you have two teams make 13 threes makes an exciting game also. But we got off to a great start. And I could see in warm-ups, I felt like we were going to be okay. And, again, a lot of that I do think was the crowd. And a lot showed up early, too.
The job we did on Nelson in the second half, he had four threes at halftime, and I thought he was going to end with like 16. He only had one three in the second half. Tony really did a nice job on him.
Yeah, and that three was about five feet from you.
Yeah, exactly.
About 30 feet away. He's incredible. He'll get some looks. I mean, he'll be on summer league team. I would not be surprised if at some point in his career he made an NBA roster with his range.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Tony did a great job.
And his passing maybe is better than his shooting.
He's got quick hands. He's quick. He's an international kid. He's from England and player of the year in the league, of course.
Yep.
But he's quick. He's fast. He's got good size. He elevates on his shot. Again, the defense was – they hit some crazy good shots, man. They hit some tough ones. It was a fun night.
Well, it was a wonderful night and a well-deserved night for your guys. And hopefully we have another one coming up on Monday night. UCF, the opponent, I assume you don't know a whole lot about them, but you're going to start finding out.
They got one guy on the team I know a lot about.
Oh, okay.
They got another guy I know a lot about. So
Nick Banyard.
Yep.
Coming back. I've actually seen them play a couple times this year because I wanted to watch Nick. It's... you know, I send them some texts and congratulate them on big games throughout the year. But they're good.
Taco Fall, 7'4 or 7'6?
7'6 with 8-foot wingspan.
Right.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be they're good. I think that I'm pretty sure they lead the country in defensive field goal percentage. They're number one.
Well, him by himself would be.
Well, 7'6, 8-foot wingspan. He's a sophomore. And obviously changed completely. You can't prepare for it. He changes the game. and they're playing really well. They're playing their best basketball of the year.
When John Wooden used to have Lou Alcindor, and he tried to get teams ready to play against him, he'd give them a tennis racket. So yeah. You might want to employ that this week give your kids some tennis rackets. And
tape two tennis rackets together, maybe.
Let them shoot them over.
That would be more.
But come on out. That'll be a fun night, Monday night.
Yes, it will.
Three of the top six defensive teams in the country, if you measure defense by field goal of the opponent, will have played here at Redbird Arena within space of 5 days.
That's Wichita State and...
Well, I wasn't counting Wichita. That's right.
They're
another
days,
one.
You're saying.
Yeah.
But
Wichita's another
we
one,
fourth,
so that's four of the
fifth.
Top six.
We were fourth, they're fifth, Irvine sixth.
And UCF is one.
First. So I have one, four, five, six, and Redbird.
Four of the top six will have been here.
Well, I hope we shoot 52%.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Coach.
Thank
you, Daniel. Redbirds victorious 85-71 over the Anteaters of UCI, UC Irvine. We're back.